Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to Mama Shar's house, y'all. Be prepared to laugh, cry, pee your pants, or puke, as you just never know what's going to happen. So sit back, relax, and find your frequency. Here's the woman of my dreams, Mama Shar.
Hey, y'all. I am late again to this party. My apologies to Tay and Val, who's been holding for 7 minutes now. I live in a Mayberry RFD, for any of those that's not familiar. That's Andy Griffith's little town where nothing goes wrong. And when something does go wrong, we all get up in everybody's business. So, yeah, we have a little excitement going on here. So, but anyway, we're here. And today's guest are two. We got a dynamic duo called Tay and Val. And I don't know their last name, so I can't mess that up, you know. But they're on the line with me. Are you guys there, baby girls?
Hello. Hi, Mama Sharon. This is Val.
Hi, Mama Sharon. This is Tay. Good morning.
Hi, baby girls. I'm going to read your bio real quick because it is impressive, and then we'll get into this interview. Tay and Val are award-winning filmmakers, meditative storytellers, and inspirational community activators. Tay and Val are living examples of dreamers who have cycled and traveled across the globe on a mission to inspire a movement of dreams, inspiring dreams. On this epic journey, the duo has engaged thousands of people at hundreds of events to empower them to do the things they truly want to do and be the person they truly want to be. But really, Tay and Val are spiritual teachers and soul coaches disguised as master storytellers. They help people align their soul's calling with their life's work so that their business can thrive on success and prosperity with ease and grace. If you're a solopreneur, someone who's taking your soul calling on as your life's work and business, you want to join their powerful tribe. So welcome. I know that you're going to be a speaker at the Be Great conference in Seattle, October 23rd, 25th. So I get to meet you guys then for the first time. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, we can't wait ourselves.
Awesome. Well, I noticed in your bios, we'll get right down to the meat and taters of this, you call yourselves spiritual teachers and soul coaches, disguised as master storytellers, and that's very intriguing to me, putting all that together. How does that work?
Well, traditionally, storytelling has been the most ancient form of healing and spiritual awakening. And we have spent the last 15 years of our lives going around the world documenting humanity's stories, telling their stories, sharing their stories. So primarily, we learn our skills and our craft through storytelling, and we heal ourselves through storytelling. Yeah, we after working with so many people in so many lifetimes, we have this really strong belief that it is in telling your own story, bearing witness to the narrative that you're playing out in your life, that facilitates really the most deepest healing and the most spiritual transformation.
Mm.
And so I think a lot of people, maybe they will have resistance to the word healing or spiritual teachers or soul coaches, because that means that kind of have to mean like, you know, there's something wrong, I gotta fix this. But if I tell you, sit down, let's have a cup of tea, I'll share with you a story or two, they have less resistance, and we feel that work gets done a lot faster that way.
Awesome. And I can dig that. It's kind of like learn from my mistakes. You know, Jesus spoke in parables. He was a great storyteller also, and I think that's a way a lot of people can grasp it. You know, they own it kind of deal. And Val, I read that it said, I'll meet you at where you are, but I'll never let you lose sight of where you wanna and can feel you should be. T Tay, you said, I create the ultimate space for you to dive into the deepest corners of your soul. And this is really deep and very committal from both of you guys. So I would love to hear from each of you, you know, where does this passion come from? How can you sense a strong and powerful commitment?
Okay. Well, firstly, I think these commitments first came for ourselves, our own willingness to show up to life and to live our truth and be authentic and be of service to the world. For myself personally, I was born as a child of two family clans, really, who have always been spiritual mediums and healers, and I was raised by my grandmother as a light worker and a medicine woman. And so a lot of times when we hang around with our tribe, people like to joke around and say, Val is somebody you cannot lie to, so don't even try. It is true. But I think a more accurate way of saying it is that I think when people face me or in my presence, they find it hard to deny themselves and deny their truth. And I think I do it by first showing up and being myself and shining my light. I think like spirit to spirit, that's a code of honor. If I show up, you will too. So I think that is why I have such a strong passion and such a strong commitment to the people that I connect with, because I feel like we're all not afraid of our darkness, really. We are afraid to shine our brilliance. And I want people to give themselves the permission to do that, because when we all shine, then we are also liberating others from their suffering and giving others their permission to be themselves. That's from me, Val.
Awesome, Val. Thank you. How about you, Tay?
I want to say I spend my life learning the lesson of being compassionate and learning about what being compassionate really means. Like having interviewed thousands of people around the world, and you hear all these stories that people tell you, their personal tragedies, their personal healings, their personal moving forward stories. And sometimes I realize that I can only sit and truly, truly listen. And in that listening and creating that safe space for them to really dive into the deepest corners of their soul and share the lessons that they truly wanted to learn. And in that hearing of themselves, the lesson is reflected to me, and then through my storytelling, the lesson is reflected to other people, and in that, healing occurs. So for the last 20 years, that's what I have been doing, and it is the deepest calling that I feel I commit to and have learned to do very well at. Yeah.
Awesome. And I tell you, I'm not a very good listener. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a talker, right? So it's like for you to bring that up kind of checks me, because I've been working on being a better listener. Because I'm one of those people, I just want to jump right in, right, and give you my two cents immediately, what I hear before I forget what you said. And so I'm learning. So I'm glad you said that. I know you guys have a talk and a workshop going on at the Be Great Conference, October 23rd, 25th in Seattle. And I know your talk, again, our theme at the conference is align. That's what all of our talks is about, is aligning yourself. And your talk is going to be the soul of your business, your secret ally to get unstuck to, no, let me back that up. The soul of your business, your secret ally to get from stuck to unstoppable, a success, and your workshop is one tool to spark prosperity and success in your business. These are very strong topics and applicable to anyone in any business, really even in life. You know, when you want to talk about going from stuck to unstoppable, a success, that could be and personal too. So what could we expect to hear from you guys at the conference?
So for the talk, we want to share with people something that's really close to our hearts, and that is when you create a business or a project or something that you hold very dearly to your heart,
an energetic entity forms is not that different from, say, a woman giving birth to a child. You know, it's like it is an extension of yourself, but it is not fully you because it has its own soul, its own path, its own destiny, and its own gifts to bear to the world. And so it's the same when we create businesses. Even though the business can be our name, even though we might be the faces carry out the day-to-day activities, this business has an entity of its own, and we call that entity the soul of your business. And like any energetic entity in the universe, it takes on purpose, growth, and experience. And so as a human being, anyone wants to, I think everyone wants to be successful. And so we focus on the doing. We focus on expansion, on profitability, and then whenever we are, there are setbacks, we move past it. I think that's what human beings do. They have that tenacity and a resilience to move past and want to grow somewhere. At some point in time, we all hit this invisible wall, this ceiling. Maybe it could be an income limit, or you just keep attracting the same level of clientele, or you just, you know, you've been wanting to launch this particular product, but something seems to be just not right, not aligned. And so we take a moment to go back and examine what are some of the setbacks that the business itself has experienced. And these traumas or these negative experiences actually leave energetic imprints on the soul of your business. And so over time, this trauma can build up and eventually block the growth and evolution of the business. And what we as the business owners need to do is to forgive, declutter, learn the lessons with the business, and move on. And so in the presentation, in our talk, we will share our personal story, how when we went from traveling around the world to when we first came to the United States and got really, really stuck. And not just that, all our equipment broke down. We were at the worst possible moment in our project, and we very nearly wanted to close shop. And it was at that time we had also our greatest breakthrough. And since then, we have been using the same tool and same processes to help us build our business. So within a year, we established our careers as full-time working artists. And anyone will tell you that's like the worst career to start. And it's very hard to build a portfolio. But we managed to do that, and we increased our income by tenfold. And so that's the story. It's really personal to us, and we cannot wait to share it with you and with the other attendees at the Be Great Conference.
Yay. I'm excited. I'm excited because, you know, we all, like you said, we all have our blocks and where they come from. But it sounds like to me you're going to do a past life regression in business. You know, you're going to take them back to where they started being stuck and look at what happened then. So that's pretty cool. That's really cool. All right, so if you could, talking about being stuck and going back and identifying your stumbling blocks, okay, if you had one gold nugget that you could give someone today that's listening that might help them tomorrow take their first step to being unstoppable, what would that be?
That will be, you are not your business. You are not your business. Your business is here to thrive so that you can thrive, not the other way around.
Wow, wow, deep, deep. You are not your business. And I tell you, I'm just sitting here trying to process this because, you know, I am Mama Char, right? And
yes.
Mama Char is my brand. So I'm sitting here thinking, oh my goodness, that is really awesome.
So let me give you an example. We worked with a lady a few days ago. She runs a business who helps women heal and speak up for themselves and come into their own power. So we brought this concept up to her, like, let's look at the soul of your business. And then as we look at the energetic entity, we realized that her business soul has took on the trauma and the negative impact of her divorce a few years ago. So we talked about just now, like, you know, when we start a business, it's so personal that it is as if we gave birth to a child. And
yeah.
if we understand the parent and child relationship, when we don't draw a clear, empowering boundary, we both take on each other's traumas because we love each other, and it's a natural instinct to want to share the burden and share the responsibility. But when we set up a business, we did not set up a business so that the business can take on our personal shit. We want the business to thrive in its own way, in its own path. We always set up a business knowing that we want it to be successful. We want it to earn money. We want it to serve humanity. All these great goals that we have. So why do we put our personal blockages and our obstacles into our business? If we can draw a healthy boundary between the soul of our business and bring in the lessons that we have learned, integrated them as an empowered human being, we help our business to grow. We grow our branding. People come to us, but they are not stopped by looking at the business and then understanding that, oh, this is not going to help me because it has become intertwined.
I think a very obvious example at a larger global scale is looking at the brand Macintosh, Apple. Even though Steve Jobs passed away, he is no longer here with us as a human being. The business is still thriving, it's still growing. And that's because it has
right.
a very, very strong soul of its own. And it's very empowered and clear boundaries were drawn.
Very good. Very good. And I love the analogy. You're right about Macintosh. And I love Apple. And I love the analogy about the child and the parent, because I have two adult children, 43 and 44. And as a parent, the hardest thing is to let mm-hmm. the child live its own life.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm part of them, I don't complete them. They're not completely
mm-hmm.
me. So I love those analogies. All right, so I failed to mention it at first because I was all flustered about the stuff that was going on here. But you guys are at knval.com, right?
Yes, and that's Ann for Nancy.
N, yes, no and, but N. TAYNVAL.com. So tell us where, besides there, that we can find you and what can we expect from you guys in the future besides the Be Great Conference.
So we hang out on Facebook and Twitter as well as Instagram and YouTube, and all our handles are Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram.com/KNL. And I think that's a very exciting offer that we would like to offer to you, Mama Cher, and your listeners, and that is we have created a window period for your listeners and yourself, should you feel called to book a breakthrough session with us. Feel that your business is stuck in one way or another and you would like us to take a quick look at the soul of your business, we'll be happy to do that with you. And the URL for that is knval.com/be-great. So knval.com/be-great. And that is a completely complimentary session. It's our gift to you and your listeners for gifting us your attention and your time.
Oh, did y'all hear that? You can get something free, all right? You get this wisdom from these ladies that, I mean, have blown me away being on this interview. So you guys go over to TAYNVAL.com/be-great. That's TAYNVAL.com/be-great. And pick up your free gift. I mean, it's free. And it's valuable. And how could you not do this? I want to thank you guys so much for being on here, Kay and Val. Any last closing moments that you would like to say real quick?
Thank you very much, Mama Cher, for seeing us and sending us the questions that truly allow us to be truthful to ourselves and be coming to our power and and allow us to share that with the world outside. And thank you, thank you, thank you for the work that we see you do.
And thank you so much for listening. You have been an awesome listener this session.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, really, from our hearts to yours.
Thank you, baby girls. We'll see you in Seattle October 23rd.
Yes. See you.
All right, be blessed. There you have it, guys. These people, they're dynamic duo soul coaches. They're going to help you go from stuck to unstoppable success. Love their analogies. Love the I am not my business. So you guys go check them out. TayNVal.com. Want that free gift? Do TayNVal.com/BeGreat. And I can't get off without plugging that Be Great conference in Seattle, October 23rd, 25th. You guys don't want to miss it. These people are so wise, and you can find out more information over there at BeGreatCon.com. BeGreatCon.com, and get your information. So before I go, I want to say I love y'all. Thank y'all for hanging out with me for all these sessions with the Be Great. I look forward to seeing you in Seattle October 23rd, 25th. And if you're traveling in, we can give you a 50% off. Hit me up at Mama Char Blessed on all social media or MamaShar.com. Before I go, you know I have to remind you, the second greatest commandment is to love thy neighbor as thyself. So don't forget, play nice, be safe, and be blessed. Good day.